Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Here we are at 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, and it's time for On This Day in 1984. Look back at the Tigers on the road to the World Series. As always, brought to you by the good people at Comerica Bank. April 29th was a Sunday in 1984. 24,853 came out to Tiger Stadium for the series finale against Cleveland. Dan Petrie started for the 17-2 Tigers. Dan Spillner was on the mound for the 10-7 Indians. Detroit got to Spillner in the third. Kirk Gibson's double scored two, and Lance Parrish's double scored Gibby. It was 3-0 Tigers. Gibson had an RBI single in the fifth to make it 4-0. Gibby, in fact, finished with three hits on the day. In the eighth, Dave Bergman singled in Alan Trammell, and Tom Brookins did the same for Chet Lemon. It was 6-0 Tigers when Sparky pulled Petrie despite giving up just one hit. That was a double to George Vukovich, breaking up Peach's no-hit bid in the top of the eighth inning. Willie Hernandez allowed a run in the ninth on a Julio Franco RBI double, scoring Brett Butler. 6-1 was the final as Detroit upped its record to 18-2. Took only 2 hours and 20 minutes and gave the Tigers a 6-game lead in the American League East. And it all happened 30 years ago today on the road to the World Series. We do it all the time, every day, all the way through into October. Presented to you by Comerica Bank. Sports Wrap is next.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up. 248-848-1130. First, let's get you caught up. He is the Man, Mark Wilson. It's sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Just about to start in Chicago. Right there at 35th and Shields, south side. Tigers and White Sox. I haven't seen the rain situation in Chicago, but we have a couple of games rained out already tonight. One on that side of the country. That's, you know, to the west of us. So we'll check on the Tigers-White Sox tonight, whether they can get the whole game in or not, because we got rain heading our way, too. College baseball game. Beautiful day today for college baseball in Ann Arbor at the Wilpon Complex. Temperatures making it into the 70s. Michigan beat Oakland University 3-1 today. Wolverines score their runs on a pass ball and two wild pitches. That's a way to get it done against Oakland U. 3-1 the final at Ray Fisher Stadium. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and the Man presented by Sporty Cuts. Also just about to start, Wizards and Bulls in the NBA playoffs tonight. Grizzlies and Thunder go at 9. And, of course, tonight at Staples Center, it's the Warriors and Clippers at 10:30. That should be a raucous crowd without a doubt. Stanley Cup playoffs game 6 underway in Philadelphia. The Flyers have a 1-0 lead on the Rangers trying to tie the series and force a game 7. That's in the first period. Other baseball, American League, Mark Teixeira has hit his third of the season. Yankees lead the Mariners 1-0 third. Robbie Cano making his appearance back in New York with the Seattle Mariners. It was on Jimmy Fallon last night. Very funny. No score, Rays and Red Sox in the third. Other games start later. Interleague series, we already have two postponements. Pirates, Orioles, postpone rain at Camden Yards. Also postpone rain at Target Field, Dodgers and the Twins. Nationals, Astros are another interleague series coming up yet tonight. National League delayed by rain. Mets and Phillies in Philadelphia. Reds and Cubs are underway. Cincinnati leads 1-0 second. Marlins over the Braves 3-0 fourth. Giancarlo Stanton, number 8 of the season for him. 8th home run. Brewers, Cardinals coming up in a bit. Rockies, D-backs at 9:40. Padres, Giants at 10:15. The Kentucky Derby draw already is tomorrow. To set the field for Saturday, the draw starts at 5 p.m. It is televised. It's at Churchill Downs. California Chrome, still the favorite. I like Danza. Let's go with Tony Danza. And the horse Danza is named for him. But California Chrome right now, the odds-on favorite in Las Vegas to win the 140th Run for the Roses. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. 8 o'clock hour, we got trash talking coming up. 248-848-1130. You can watch us at parkerandtheman.com, premiersportstalknetwork.com, Twitter, Facebook. We got all the accoutrement. The accoutrement. If you want to email us for any reason, good, bad, or indifferent, or ugly, it's parkerandtheman@yahoo.com. Just never got a new email. We just kept parkerandtheman@yahoo.com. As I mentioned, Robinson Cano, and we'll get back to your calls in a second, was on Jimmy Fallon last night on The Tonight Show. And if you didn't hear about it, he did a wacky thing where people went to yell at, because he was coming back to town, there was a cardboard cutout, looked like a box, big box that you could fit a human being in, Cano was in the box, but people didn't know it, so they yelled at the cardboard cutout. They were encouraged to boo him as loud as possible, and then when they turned around and went back there, Robbie came out of the box, and he was there, and
it was pretty
people
fun.
Were startled to see the actual Robinson Cano. And he, you know, played it great, and he was a good sport about it, so you know, you got to give him some cred for
that.
One
thing I like, too, is he got the beard because, you know, he couldn't wear one with the Yankees.
Yeah,
he's all
got
about
the facial hair.
Yeah. Yep. All right, 248-848-1130. Let's take more of your phone calls.
Jimmy in Plymouth. What's up? You're on Sportsnet with Parker Demand, 8 o'clock hour. What's up, Jimmy?
What's going on, fellas?
Doing great.
I'm a long-time caller from the old days. You know, I don't want to be known as the Planet of the Eight guy, but I'm the one you gave the Planet of the Eights to.
I remember that.
Yeah, Rob, you sent my dad to the Lions game, you know, his first NFL game.
I do remember that, absolutely. That's what's up. That's great.
Yeah. Okay, now let's get to Sterling first. Okay, didn't nobody, regardless of how they got the tape, didn't nobody make him say
thank
that
you.
Was already in his heart?
That's what I just said. I said I could record Mark, take him in a room and talk to him for 1,000 hours. That would not come out of Mark. I could never make Mark say that stuff. I totally agree.
Right, so they just need to stop it with that. Okay, now let's get to the important stuff. I'm grading y'all, and y'all got all A's. Y'all come back. Y'all come back with the talk phrases, but you got to get that because I said it was like that.
Oh yeah, no, we have that. We have
Who's that from? I forgot what
that's
that
from. From Michigan State. What's his name? John.
It's John L. Smith.
John L. Smith. Because I said it was. I love that drop. Because I said it was like that.
And I was duped.
I was duped. We'll get that one, too. Absolutely.
Yeah, I forgot about the John L. Smith
one. Yeah, that one is a great one, because I said it was like
that. You know, he's been at four schools since then, Jimmy. I mean, it is an old drop.
Right, and it's a good one, too. Yeah, I think about y'all every time.
We'll get that. We'll definitely do that. Thanks for calling, though.
All right, good job, fellas.
Appreciate it. All right, 248.
Was that all he had?
848-1130. Well, he's just talking about the
thing. I thought he had something else to say after the drop thing, but I guess not. Eric, are you out in North Carolina again?
Yo, what's going on, man? This is Eric.
What's up, Eric?
What's going on? I talked to you on Twitter a little bit.
Yep.
I go by the name of Maverick on there.
Yep. Oh, Maverick. What's up, bud?
No doubt. Yes, sir.
That's right. I do talk to you on Twitter. I know who you are. What's happening? All right.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. So, yeah, about the Sterling thing. I had to think about it. You know, I thought about it from time to time, and I was going to war myself thinking, you know, shouldn't sell or maybe should, but I think at maximum, if he has to keep it, you know, he shouldn't have a deciding stake in, you know, he shouldn't have a deciding factor in his stake in the company. You know
what, Eric, though, logistically, if he has no contact with his own team, he can't go to the facility, he can't go to the practice center, he can't go to Staples.
Can't go to a game, right?
He's got to give power of attorney to somebody, and I don't know how you do that necessarily. That'll be figured out. His wife can't have it because she's as bad as he is. So Shelly, the former Shelly Stein, should have no contact with that team either, to be honest with you.
And don't forget, look at it this way. All right, he's 80, 81, depending on what source you look at, okay? He's got a couple of different birthdays, right?
But he was – it was April 26th,
right.
Saturday.
It's just the years. Okay, but the bottom line is still he – do you really want to go through this in your last – do you know what I mean? You're 80 years old, 81.
Call it a day.
Just take your money. You pay.
Run.
Take your money and go the other way and get out of the spotlight and have a life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Already a rain delay in Chicago.
I see.
Yeah, he's pretty much done.
He is. But do you – now, let me ask you with the other story I just read, and if you get a chance, you can check out my column on clickondetroit.com. But I said this had a lot to do with the players, and I just read a story that just came out. The players had told, if they were not happy with the decision, that they were going to boycott all Tuesday's playoff games, that they were prepared to walk out if it was a slap on the wrist. I don't hear you on your mic.
That would have been crazy.
I told you that was gonna happen.
Because
I think that they knew that Silver was coming this hard down.
See, I don't know if they knew, Mark.
I think Silver told them.
I think that they told Silver, dude, you can't come soft with this. You know what I mean? I think it's the other way around.
My moles told me Silver had a conversation with the people in the know and the people at Chris Paul and everybody else said, get the word out there. It's coming. The hammer's coming down. You can say what you want. If you want to tell everybody you're going to grandstand, you're going to do it, whatever you want. but it's going to happen Tuesday, and it's going to be definitive and swift. That's what I believe. That's what I was talking
I just think that the players for once stood up, Maverick, and I think that's why this thing got done.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing about it is, you know, even if he didn't apologize, you know, it's still a good thing that it's out of there, because, you know, there's no room for that in the NBA like that, you know.
Or society, period, for a guy to talk like that and be that racist openly. It's just it's kind of.
Plus, he had nothing to apologize for. An apology would have fallen on deaf ears.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he tried to call Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers won't take a phone. Take a fail call for what? I heard. I'm good. I know what you're about.
I'm good to go, man.
Right. You wouldn't take a phone call from that guy for what reason?
Doc, I'm really sorry.
I really didn't mean it that way. I mean, really?
You didn't mean to say you didn't want us at the game or Magic.
Or black people are the enemy. That's what he said.
You didn't say Larry Bird couldn't show up, you know?
What do you think about him talking about Magic? Wanting to buy the team or having him to sell him back.
Yeah, wait. Eric, all Magic said was that he would look into something like that. That's a long ways away.
Yeah, and you can't force the highest bidder gets to buy the team.
There's already a group in Seattle ready to buy a basketball team. Now, the problem is, would they be willing to have him move out of Los Angeles to Seattle because Seattle wants that team back? I'm not so sure the NBA would decline that. I think that – I don't know that two teams in L.A. are that
great.
Because
of the Lakers being there.
What's that?
I could see that.
Yeah.
Lakers, you know, just giving it up to the Lakers because of that.
Well, Eric, part of the reason that they didn't go after, and everybody's blaming Stern for not being sterner on Sterling, is that Donald Sterling was so insignificant in this league for a good three decades. It's only been the last 3 years where this team's even talked about.
I think they say that, 27 of his years, of his 33 years, they finished under 500?
Under, not just out of the playoffs.
27 out of 33.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, we appreciate the call. Thanks.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, man.
Stay in touch on Twitter.
Well, and sometimes you just don't pay attention to those people. They fly under the radar any more than everybody knows who the Atlanta Hawks owners are or the Milwaukee Bucks. We knew it was Herb Cole because he's now selling the team. Herb Cole is finally selling the team. He's getting out while the getting's good. Guess who it is? It's the champy. Champ's
What's
on.
Up,
What's
Mark?
Up, champ?
How you doing? What's going on?
What's happening, fella?
I was just wondering, you know, can we vote the fours off so the Lions can have a chance to win the championship?
Can you get what?
Can we vote the fours out of ownership for the Lions so we can have a good team down in Detroit?
No, you know what? Even as much as you've tried, the Fords have never said something even the Fords have never said something anywhere close to being that stupid.
Well, I'm in Tinseltown right now, and it's crazy. But let me just say this. This is my personal opinion on how I look at the whole entire situation. Doc Rivers is not only the coach, he's the president of basketball operations for the Clippers.
Yeah, he has both
Chris
gigs,
Paul,
right.
Chris Paul is the president of the Players Association, as well as the captain and the biggest face probably in the history of the Clippers organization. And to me, they had an opportunity in this day and age and generation as far as black America to stand up, and their biggest stand was just taking their jerseys off and put it in the middle. They were waiting for Adam Silver to make a decision when, in my personal opinion, they should have made a decision on Sunday to not play the game and being a postponement, and make Adam Silver come out with these allegations. Therefore, to me, the players didn't stand up. They waited to see their boss, Adam Silver, make a decision, and then they came back, and everybody started making comments on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, which to me, and when you look at the whole grand scheme of things, Donald Sterling, he has a history of racism, but the comments was in private, but at the same time, he did tell the truth. Now, here's my question to you all. What if Donald Sterling comes back and start naming other owners who feel this way? How would you all handle this in the media and present it to
because,
the world?
But that's you got to have proof. You have to have the reason that Donald Sterling went down is you had a tape. Anybody
I
can
totally
any,
agree.
No, you don't agree?
No, you said I totally agree.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. It's without the tape, he would still be the owner today. You hear me? It would be a jilted lover who's trying to get back at him. That's exactly what it would be, and he would still have his job. He'd still have the team, and it would be like, oh, you can't believe her. She's just a gold digger trying to get money, and she made up a story. I'm telling you, it's all about the tape. When people have a smoking gun like that, it's hard to fight or argue with that.
I totally agree. I'm going to leave this one with you all. The biggest problem that I have is this, and a lot of people don't understand this. He's in a public forum, and a lot of people don't understand. When you're in the NBA, the NFL, and you own a team, you're in a public setting, So regardless if it was in a private setting, he had those type of opinions. It reflects us as fans who buy merchandise, who come to basketball games, football games, et cetera. I have to give kudos to Adam Silver. Even though this was about racism, Roger Goodell had an opportunity to put a coach and an organization on a chokehold, and he destroyed the tapes. So I have to give credit where credit is due. I give big props to Adam Silver standing up today, and hopefully the owners fall through. And I got a funny feeling who's going to be the next owner. I think it will be Magic Johnson, but that's a whole other topic.
Take it easy.
Yep, Magic, LA guy.
It could be Magic. He pulled off the Dodgers. There's still more money there, I hear. There's money to buy a basketball team. But there is a group in Seattle
and
who
trust
probably
me,
is first dibs.
I mean, you know, because Magic was involved, that's not to say that they – remember, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird both got turned down the first time they tried to buy teams. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They got passed over. So
Magic ain't ever getting the Lakers.
No, that's not going to happen. But it could be he's, in, you know, with the L.A. thing. And, I mean, it's a possibility he'd have to have the right money in his group together and – this guy's
make
one
it,
more
you know
one.
What? If they do this thing, they'll make a deal with that Seattle group. They're going to get a team. Seattle's going to get
but
a team.
I don't know if it's going to be the Clippers. You
no, but I'm saying they're going to make a deal saying, look, I know you'd want the LAC thing to come up there. We can't do that
right now.
We're
going to do something else.
But we
right.
will do something else. Either someone's going to move, and we know a couple that could move,
right?
Or we're going to go back. They've already mentioned the E word again. Expanding two more cities.
No. You got to move. Any more team, the league is already watered down.
I know, Rob, but St. Louis has been mentioned.
Oh, please, stop
Pittsburgh
it.
Has been mentioned. I'm telling you, these cities have come up, and there are ownership groups that will do it.
I think it's too much. It's already watered down. Mark, I want to say something real quick. On Thursday, May 1st.
Thursday,
I'll be at Golfsmith. There's a big event going on out there. Me and Bob Krause will be out there.
I've met Bob.
Yes, you know Bob.
BobKrauseGolf.com.
It's from 5 to 9, Mark. They're raising money. 5 to 9.
Nine.
5 to 9. I know. We'll get to all that stuff.
You're going
to
be there the whole time?
I'll be there from 5 to 6:30, and Bob will be there after that.
So you'll be coming to the show is what you're saying.
Exactly. Okay. But next Thursday, come on out to Golfsmith. I'll have more information, and we'll talk to the GM of Golfsmith tomorrow, Mark, and give you the whole layout. But just think about it. If you can come by, it's 5 to 9, a great golf outing.
Where is it at? Golfsmith is where?
In Troy.
Right. And where is it at exactly?
I don't have the exact address in front of me.
Okay.
That's why it's in Troy.
I had all that info.
I'll get all that.
Sorry.
Just stop. If I would
go to Golfsmith. It's like I said about your sporty cuts. Get a haircut.
That's right. So that'll be and maybe you know what you can putt against me, but it'll be a great opportunity. Later on in the show, I'll have the exact address. We'll put it up on the website. But it's Thursday. I'll be there from 5 to 6:30 at Golfsmith in Troy, okay?
And Rob will be playing theme songs. For everybody there off his
I don't know about that.
Off
I might,
his Android phone.
I might take requests. All right, 248-848-1130 is the number.
Sports Night with Parker the Man. And coming up, I talked to an attorney other than my own attorney. I have too many attorneys today. I talked to an attorney who explained something to me about California law when it comes to the reasonable expectation idea. And maybe Donald Sterling would never have been able to use that even in a court of law. And I'll tell you why next. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Detroit weather.
Uh-oh, we both had to jump up. It must be when we want to weather.
That's right. Why are we doing it now, Mark Wilson?
Because Gary, I guess, says we want to.
I guess so.
Man, he's ruling the roost around here lately, isn't he? Look, you're having a problem with your headphones. Rob, currently, it's still looking pretty good, but we got rain moving in. Believe me, we're going to get soaked here in the next 4 or 5 days. It's finally starting to come our way. We should see rain tonight into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, maybe even to Saturday as well. Don't expect the temps to stay this way. We'll have a high of 69 tomorrow, then it'll start falling into the 50s for the next few days. But currently in Metro Detroit, it's just cloudy. There is still some sun out there, and 74 degrees. That's when we want to weather.
Why'd we do it now?
Gary wanted us to.
All right.
74 and nice right now. Hey, he's going like this. He's going, hey.
Hey, do
hey,
it.
Hey, reasonable expectation. In the state of California, and what that is that a private citizen has a reasonable expectation that what he says won't be recorded or distributed. That's normal law in most states. In California, if you're a person of power or if you're a person of celebrity, You lose almost all your reasonable expectation. That would be in a court of law. Remember, this never got there. This got to the court of public opinion. But in a court of law, he wouldn't even have a case because of his celebrity status. It's very difficult to say that you have a reasonable expectation of privacy when you yourself have said, I go to every basketball game to watch my team play in an arena that I have, you know, part interest in, and to think that you have a private life. You don't. You lose that credibility for that when you enter into that arena in the state of California. As you can understand, they deal with too many cases like this with people in California who are of celebrity status but want to pretend that they remain private. It's very hard to do that there. So that's the difference. Now, if he wants to go own, you know, a sandwich shop in Little Rock, Arkansas, he has a better reasonable expectation, does he not, Rob, of privacy?
Absolutely, and it does matter what your business is.
Donnell, are you in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes, sir.
In Atlanta, Donnell is on Sports Night with Parker and Man. What's going on?
I just wanted to kind of contribute to the conversation about Mr. Sterling. I don't think a lifetime ban is fair.
You don't think it's fair? Why?
Okay, one, let me throw this out there first. I'm an African American male. I'm an NBA fan. I cover an NBA team for a newspaper, so let's leave that out. So I'm part of the league, so let's just get that out of the way. I don't think it's fair to lifetime ban someone because they have an opinion, a feeling, whatever, about another person. I mean, granted, he's talking about me and mine, per se, maybe my children. But the fact of the matter is, when I have private conversations with my wife at home, I talk about people at my job, maybe, or whatever, my editor, whoever. I don't want someone to go and tell him or her that. I wouldn't have my job either. How many of us would have a job at all?
But Donnell, he was actually condoning the restriction of certain African-Americans his games.
That's different about talking to them. When you're talking about, I don't want them don't bring them to my game, you're talking about a totally different thing, about you talking about some coworker to your wife.
He crossed a little line there with just saying he condones not bringing them.
Exactly. I mean, didn't you hear the conversation? It's bigger than that. It did. He didn't say I don't like Bill Johnson because he's a X, Y, and Z. He's talking about people as a whole. He doesn't know them. He's just talking about black people in general.
Which I am. So I understand that. And racism isn't cool on any level. Granted. But as an American, he has a right to speak to any way he wants about it.
Yes,
anybody.
He does. But nobody took away that right. He did it. You know what? People said freedom of speech.
He spoke.
He said what he wanted. But you know what? When you work and have association with other people, there are ramifications.
And consequences to those speeches, to that speech pattern.
I don't feel like he's ever stopped anyone from coming to grant. He doesn't want them.
Donnell, he was found guilty. He had to pay a $2.5 million penance before because he stopped African Americans from living in his units.
And Hispanics, where he said don't rent to them. Come
on, history of it.
This is not somebody just talking about one person that they know and maybe bad mouthing them. This is discrimination.
Terrible business practice. This is a different realm. This is him not being able to potentially own his NBA team. How can you take a team from him potentially?
Wow.
What do you mean how?
It's unbelievable.
You really don't understand how business works.
Donald, can I ask you a question? What do you think the penalty should have been for what you heard?
For what I heard, it was a private conversation in his own home. I can be honest with you. I don't see what that has to do with his. He's terrible. Granted, fine. I don't like him. Forget the games. But I don't see a $2.5 million fine because he had a private conversation with some girl. And
so you didn't answer the question. What do you think the penalty no penalty? Nothing, right?
No.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you something.
No penalty.
I don't think 12 sponsors pulled out, and you don't think it's a big deal. Well, but you think that it's no big deal. If the sponsors felt that way, they would say that's a private conversation, dude. This is business.
I want clarification, Donnell. Did you say he should have no penalty against him?
I can't understand the lifetime ban from coming.
That's not what I asked you.
Playing.
You said you're around the league. I want to know, do you think today Adam Silver should have said what? What would have been satisfying to you?
Mr. Parker made a great point. With business, and you are making a great point, too. As far as business is concerned, I don't blame Kia for saying, hell no, I don't want to represent the Clippers because I have to sell cars to everybody. I don't blame Kia, granted. The NBA has to do something, granted.
Donnell, why are you not answering this question? I don't understand.
Well, think there should be a penalty fine. So that's not.
So
right.
What, wait a minute. Did,
that's
if,
what they got.
But what,
we're
wait
giving
a
you the forum. Tell us what the penalty should be.
Okay. In my opinion, the penalty should be a very simple fine as the one he got, and maybe no more going to the games and whatnot for the rest of this particular season, because we're in this season now. But, I mean, the guy's a bad guy. He's not going to be a good guy tomorrow because we did this. He's still going to be who he is. This doesn't change the race of the
well,
athlete.
No, he's
no,
80
yes,
years
no,
old.
No, no, no. It does. It does. You know what happens? Let me just say this last thing. The reason bad things happen and continue to happen in the world is because good people don't step up and stop it. And right. That's what you have to do. You have to let people know we will not accept it. And that's and you know what? He can say whatever he wants, keep all of his money. He's going to make a ton of money when he sells the team. That's all fine. But you will not be a part of we can't allow people to get away
he's
with that.
He's a franchisee, Donnell. Yes. He does not represent himself in this
he
case.
He represents the league and the other teams. It's all a it's all
not
connected.
A witch hunt for him.
Exactly. It's all connected.
If he says none of this on tape, nothing happens to him.
Right. And he's been a terrible owner of this particular franchise for 33 years. He's been horrible.
Well,
and
we're
happened all that time.
Well, we appreciate your insight and we appreciate your thoughts.
No, I'm not so sure I do.
No, I mean I don't agree. agree with them. I don't agree with
them.
It's
not a matter of agreeing.
But Mark, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Some people aren't as happy. I'm shocked.
It's misinformation.
We've had
though,
a couple
Rob.
Of black guys who said this.
It's misinformation though here, as to what Donald Sterling represents as an owner in the NBA. They think that these are 30 separate units. This is one entity.
Mark, I keep telling you, people feel like you should be able to say whatever you want.
But he said whatever he wanted.
No, I know that, but they don't believe that there should be a penalty. There are
Ever.
People out there. I don't get it.
So when Don Imus said what he said on the radio, or not, didn't matter, about the Rutgers women's basketball team, he should have just been fined because that's freedom of speech?
Mark?
When Laura Schlesinger said what she said, she should not have been reprimanded?
Was it the ninth time or the 13th time she said it?
15th.
How many times was it?
I don't know how many times. It was a bunch.
She said it a bunch.
All right, look, we got a sports wrap coming up. 248-848-1130. Take more of your calls. Sports Night with Parker and Amanda, Detroit's 1130 WDFM. The Fan, we're halfway home.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.